Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Valley Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word, Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3, and we've been looking at verse number 13, which says, "To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints." So we've come to the point of where the Apostle Paul is speaking about the issue of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And looking at the issue of what this means by the idea of the saints coming back with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is one of those issues that really people have confused. They've come up with some, you know, strange ideas trying to explain what this actually means. You know, there are some individuals who are teaching the fact that those who are members of the body of Christ today aren't even saints. You know, even though there are many passages which clearly identify the fact that a person becomes a saint in the eyes of God the moment they put their trust in the gospel message for today. The fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, and the fact that a person puts their trust in that and that alone, they are saved. They are identified as being a saint, which also that means is someone who is set apart for a particular purpose. And that purpose that we've been set apart for is the fact that we are going to reconcile the heavenly places. We know that we have the guarantee of our salvation, the fact that we're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So we know that when the scriptures use the idea of saints, it's talking about us. Some individuals have taken this idea and say, well, it doesn't really mean the members of the body of Christ, and he's coming back with the beings in the angelic realm. So when Paul's saying with all his saints, all he's meaning is, well, the angels are coming with him. Again, the angelic realm is not referred to as saints. That's not a term that we can find anywhere in the scripture to say that those two things are actually connected. What we see is that the Apostle Paul does make it clear that there are some things going on with individuals that make it so we can understand that there will be some coming back with him. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. And we're going to see the Apostle Paul say something here to the assembly in Corinth that actually gives us a start of an idea to look and say, what is going on in this passage here? And in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, we're going to read here verse number 8, which says, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." So we see how there's a reality, according to what the Apostle Paul is saying here, that when somebody is absent from the body, that the moment this occurs, they are present with the Lord. So if a believer, somebody who's put their trust in the gospel message, which we just looked at, you know, just a couple minutes ago, if somebody has put their trust in that and they die, they are absent from the body, and at that very moment, they are present with the Lord. Now, when we say this, you know, this is where some confusion starts to happen, because the scriptures do not give any indication of something going on to say, okay, between a person's death and the catching out of the saints, this is what is going on with them. This is what they are doing. So individuals start to speculate, say, well, you know, they're doing this, they're doing, you know, some will start to say, well, they're learning all the things that they didn't learn while they were here on the earth. So, you know, which starts to create some sort of confusion, because, you know, if someone, you know, say the Apostle Paul, who died, you know, and we're going on, you know, closing in on 2,000 years since that time happened, is there really 2,000 years worth of material that he hasn't learned that when other individuals are getting there, and, you know, people who are dying today, that they're just, according to what this would be saying, that they're starting from almost that beginning? You know, the scriptures do not give an indication, which, you know, really seems to lean towards that idea of that time in the heavenly places is not the same manner that we see here on planet Earth, and that once a person is in the heavenly places, that they step out of what we call time, and certain, you know, so which really allows for the fact that the very next thing, because they're stepping outside of time, is the fact that they're going to be, and what we see here in the passage that we're looking at in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, is that a person then is returning with the Lord Jesus Christ. We see how, let's go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. And in chapter number 4, you have a much longer detailed description of the event that we call the Day of Christ, or the catching out of the saints, where Paul is giving, here's exactly how this event is going to occur. And we see how he describes some things. So we're going to look at a couple verses here. You know, looking at one now, we're going to come back to another. We're going to look at verse number 14, which says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." So the individuals that have put their trust in the gospel message for today, and it says, them also which sleep in Jesus. Now, that's not just the fact that somebody is taking a nap. When Paul is using the term sleep here in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, that word sleep is talking about a person who is dead. So, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus. So those who are dead at the point that Paul's talking about this, anyone that, as we're looking at this today, anyone that is, you know, sleep in Jesus, or that's dead in Jesus, will God bring with
him.
So there's an issue of that these individuals who are already dead, they're going to be coming with him at the event known as the catching out of the saints, and that those who are alive at that moment will meet them in the air. So we see how that there is an order of things, and we're going to actually look at that when we come back into 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. But before we do that, I want to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 to see how Paul, as he's laying these things out, and in 1 Corinthians 15, you have it start with the issue of the gospel message. Then he starts getting into issues related to the resurrection. He starts talking about the new body which we are going to receive. He talks about how there's a victory that we have over the issues of sin and death, and what we have that victory because, you know, we're read the verse here, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. That the only way that we can have that victory, you see in verse 56, where it's like, well, the sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. That the victory that we have is over the issues of the law, over sin, and over death. And that we have the victory over those things, not because of anything that we have done that would give us that type of a victory, but we have that victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That victory is because of what was accomplished on the cross at Calvary to take care of the issue of sin. And when we talk about the cross at Calvary, that includes the issue of the resurrection and how there has to be the resurrection in order to have that complete and total victory, and how the gospel identifies the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and how this occurred in order to take care of the sin issue. Now here in 1 Corinthians 15, I'm going to actually start here at verse number 20 to actually look at some of the things that Paul lays out related to the order of these things here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. So we see how there's an issue of that the Lord Jesus Christ rose first. He's the first fruits. And then after that, it says, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. So we see how there's a resurrection that's going to occur and how the reality of this is going to be laid out according to the passage. If we go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, we're going to see how Paul lays out these things so that way we can see how the order is going to go within. We're actually read the whole passage that talks about this event just to kind of put it in its context. So we're going to start at verse number 13 and read down through the end of the chapter of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, when we get into chapter number 4, we're going to spend some time actually talking about the issues of when the Lord himself descends, and it says, from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and what all three of those elements actually are. So we're going to look at those things in detail. We're not going to spend the time looking at those things right now, because we want to focus on the order of these events that the Apostle Paul is saying here. So the Lord himself descends, then we have, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So we have this issue of the dead in Christ rising, but we've also saw in verse 14 this issue of that there's thing of that those which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So we have thing of where these people are being brought with him, but there's also, it says they're rising. So we say, well, what does that actually mean with that? So what Paul's actually getting into with this is that, you know, when we looked at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 8, and when it said about how to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the inner man is what is absent from the body. It's the inner man that is in the presence of God. It's the inner man that is coming back with the Lord Jesus Christ. So it says, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. It's the inner man that's being brought with him. And then it says, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So you have the body being brought up, the inner man coming down, and you're going to have a joining of the body and the inner man occurring. And as that happens, what is going to occur is that the believer is going to receive that new body, which is going to allow for the individual to be ruling and reigning with him in the heavenly places. So we have this order of events, and then when it says, then we which are alive or remain shall be caught up together with them. So those who are alive at the catching out of the saints, they're brought up, and when they're brought up, it's their body is brought up and their inner man is brought up at the exact same time. And as they're being brought up, their body is being changed. That's what you see. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 to see how Paul describes these things here. And in 1 Corinthians 15, we're going to start here, verse number 51, when it says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be change. We're going to stop there for a moment because Paul's going to give some of the details that go along with this. But you see how Paul says that he's showing them a mystery. Then he's going to define exactly what this mystery is that he's teaching them. And that's how when Paul is giving the idea of a mystery, something that had been secret, he gives exactly the details of whatever that mystery is. And the mystery that he's showing them is the fact that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now, people just say, well, the mystery he's talking about is the catching out of the saints. The mystery is a detail that is related to this event, which is the fact that individuals are going to receive a glorified body in this. That's why you see how, as he continues on in 1 Corinthians 15, that he's going to give further details to further expound upon this mystery. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So again, going into that same word thing of that the dead are raised incorruptible, we shall be changed. So talking about those who are still alive, and it says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And how Paul gives these details, and you can look farther up in the chapter where he starts talking about the specific details of what this body is going to look like and how it's going to have a glory, how it's going to, it has power, it's a spiritual body, it's a, you know, all of these different things that Paul is explaining to this assembly of Corinth that we are able to then see to say that this is the reality for us. This is the details that he's trying to explain as this mystery, so that way we can understand exactly what Paul is making a reference to when he starts talking about these order of these events and this order of these things and talking about the saints coming with him. And as we start to understand these things, it removes the confusion that individuals have come up with, the things that people have tried to do to explain away these passages because they don't have that understanding. And as people don't have that understanding, as they explain some of these things away, it takes away from how Paul closed out that passage that we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 18, which says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. The whole issue of the catching out of the saints, this is a comfort for us. You know, this whole issue of it, and when people start trying to take away from these things, they're taking away from the comfort that we have as the members of the body of Christ. We need that comfort because when we look at the things of this world, when we look at all those things, and you see how when Paul talks about, you know, the individuals who are denying the resurrection, and how if there was no resurrection of the dead, that we would be of all men most miserable, and we would be in that condition because we would not have the comfort that has been given to us from the Word of God. Now, next week we will actually start chapter number 4 of the book of 1 Thessalonians. So we finally made it through chapter 3. We'll be starting chapter number 4. And as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have some charts to help you in your study of God's Word rightly divided. We have some of our old past messages are on, you know, an MP3 format that you can download off of the website. We have information on how to watch our services live as they're being broadcast on Facebook. Our Wednesday night Bible study can be joined through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything in our broadcast, anything on our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.